just to continue with the pepper for a minute, on Lamed Vav and Beis, that the Ramban asks a question on Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban says, what's Rosh Hashanah Svara? Does anybody have the text?
Ramban.
The Ramban?
Yeah, I think
so. No.
Yeah.
So the Ramban says, he says, Kashli Rosh Hashanah. Domer biyabishto shahakos. He says, I understand. He says, I have a question on Rosh Hashanah, who says that when it's dry as shakal, Micah Sover, even though Sayu Taini, the Chozulachila, Livachobori Priyadama, or Priya Eitz. So if it's Bimil Sayu Kaini, and it's fit for Achila, why doesn't he say a Bori Priyadama or Bori Priya Eitz? The Lav Mil Sayu Kaini, Velo Chozu, Biyabishto, Velo Klum. So, and if it's not Bimil Sayu, and it's not fit for eating, so it shouldn't be any bracha. So it's a hard, it's a difficult question, Ramban. I mean, why does it have to be that it's either b'mil sayu kaimi and it's regular food, or not b'mil sayu kaimi and it's a nothing? And what makes it more difficult is his answer, because his answer is basically somewhat of an obvious middle ground. The Rav Sheshes holds, it is a shinoi when it's dry. V'kevan d'ishtanu l'griyusa v'lo achli l'hu ruba d'inchi v'inayu gar'ina nami bracha didhu v'achim le'ashakal. So he says, no, it doesn't have to be such a severe choice. It's really a change, but it's just a little, it's a change for the worse. And it's now only eaten, but now most people don't eat it, be'en. Therefore, it also gets its bracha reduced. So he said like this, that in line with the svara that we gave for the machlokas of Rav and Rav Sheshes, you can understand the Ramban. Because Rav was saying that since people, really there's an ochel. But Rav was saying, intrinsically it could be an ochel. But Rav was saying, since people, based on its qualities of ochel, use it as a tavlin, so it's mafkia the shem ochel. And so now, so that's an idea, it's mafki the shem ocha. So that's why Rav says no bracha. But the Ramban says, what's Rav Sheshes far? Memanoshach, if he agrees with Rav that it's totally mufka from ochel, it should be no bracha. And if he disagrees with Rav that just because people don't use it as ochel, that doesn't consider, that's not a change, right? That's what he seems to hold. That he doesn't agree with Rava, he disagrees with Rava, and he says it doesn't matter how people use it. The fact that people use it as a tavlin doesn't affect the Shem Ochel, so then it should be the same way it was. And however it was, however it would be without the idea of tavlin, is what it should be with the idea of tavlin. If you can say that the use of tavlin is doesn't have an effect, and that's why it's still considered an Ochel, so it should be a Priya Eitz or Priya Dama. So that was the Ramban's answer. That Rav Sheshes does agree that the use makes a change, but not in the Shem Ochel. It doesn't remove it from being an Ochel at all. It still is an Ochel. But since it's used predominantly as a Tavlin, it'll lose its shame as a Pri Ha'etz. In other words, the name that you, the way we treat it, does have a nafka mina according to Rav Sheshes too. But it's not enough to be mafkia the shame ochel completely. But it is enough that in the bracha you can't refer to it as the pri anymore. Because it's not really being used essentially as a pri. It's being used essentially as a tavlin. So in terms of the bracha and the shame, that goes by the derech b'nei adam. The shame that we refer to it, we can't say, well, conceptually it would have this shame, so now that's a shame. No, the shame is really something that does exist factually. The qualities of ochel can't be changed based on the facts. That's only changed based on the qualities. But what the shame of the thing is, that does go by the factual reality. And if nobody considers it a pri because they use it as a tavlin, although it still is an ochel, it won't be called a priya eitz. It just has to be a shakel. It'll have to be like a new entity. Yeah, but still have the idea of ochel. Yeah.
But how about by the case of the grape where you eat it before it's ripe? Even though the grape is its ultimate use is for the wine, the premature grape, you still say you still make the bracha that's roy for it?
That's a good question. Well, how do you mean to say, at what point do you mean to say by the grape?
In other words, if people's duck.
You mean to say when it's boser, when it's kapul ha'lavan already? You mean, the grape is a more complicated case. Do you mean like a regular, let's take an apple. I mean a very small apple. Right? Because a grape is a little bit different because it does have a shear where it's not a, where it's not a boy period.
So once it has its berry or whatever.
But that's not a, that's different. Let's take an apple. Or a small apple. It's not really ready to be eaten. Right? I mean, we say Mishi Yotzil. Well, but that's the machlokas. I mean, that's the whole question. I mean, the Gra and the other Rishonim. I mean, but the ones who say that it's a Bori Priya Eitz, Mishi Yotzil, right? Why don't you say over there that it's a Shehakol? Right? But that's... I mean, Rav Moshe, that's the Rav Moshe Shuvah that we were starting to do last week. But I would say, it's a good question. It's a good question. That's the Chachmas Adam's question. That's the Chachmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam asked that question. He says, what's the difference if it's nobody eats it this way, it should still be a shackle. It's a good question. But that's Stam a question. That's Stam a question. Not a question on this far. That's Stam a question. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it. Chelek Aleph Nun Zayin, I believe. Right? Or Chaim. It's a good question, but it's not a question on this svar. Okay, so it doesn't fit into the Chazar category. if we answer that question, we'll have to do a Chazar for the Chazar next time. So what is so then the next thing we move to right, we finished over here, no? I think so. We move to Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The question of the Dvash Tamarim, the Yain Tapuchim. So the Gemara says, Duv Shad Tamri, the Dvash of the date, is a Shehakol. And the Gemara says, why? Zeya Ba'amu. So Rashi says, Zeya Ba'amu, the Eino Pri. Levorichol of Bori Prihoitz. That's not a Pri. The Zeya is not the Pri. The Zeya is not the Pri. Yeah. So how is that different than Yayin and Shemen? Right? How is that different than Yayin and Shemen? So the Gemara says that it's the same thing like by Truma. That we say by Truma that the Dvash Tamarim and these other juices, you're not chayav Karen V'chomish if they're Truma. It's just considered Mazik the Truma. But you're not considered a Kiyam of, there's no, you only chayav the Chomish if the Zohar eats it in the way that it's supposed to be eaten. Okay? But Rashi says even further. Rashi says, "The Zeya Ba'alma." He says, "The Ain Shame Truma Chalalav." He says, "The Shame Truma is not Chal on it. Shame Truma is only Chal on the Shame Pri." Rashi holds, not in the substance. It's the Shame Pri as the Shame Truma. Of course, still Chayav to pay back the Kohen because it's his Mammon. But the Chol Meishin Chayav. He says, "The Ain Lecha Pri Hanitan Lemashke Elazesan Vanovim Bovad." And so why is Yayin and Shemen different? So he says, because there's no pri that's given to Mashke except for Zesim and Anovim Bavad. So Rashi seems to hold that what? That Yayin and Shemen are considered the shame pri. Yayin and Shemen do have the shame pri. But other Meperos don't have the shame pri. Why? Because they're not nitan lamashke. They're not nitan lamashke. Yeah. So the Rashba quotes Rashi, right? The Rashba quotes Rashi, And the Rashba quotes, before I go further, so this sugya and the sugya on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph by the Mei Silka are closely related, because they seem to be dealing with a very similar topic. Over here we're talking about the juice that comes out of the peros, right? That's squeezed, the juice, that the natural juice that comes from the peros. And over here we say it's Zeya Ba'almo, except for Yayin and Shemen. But on Lamed Tes, the Gemara makes a broad sweeping statement that any vegetable that's cooked in water, right, the water is the same as the vegetable. And the way it's understood by most Rishonim is that if you make a bari pri adama on the vegetable, you make a bari pri adama on the water. So Tosus raises the question that it seems to be contradictory. Because over there we say the juice itself is Zeya Ba'alma and the Shehakol. But over here, the thing that the vegetable is cooked in, which is also getting just the tam of the Yerek, seems to be the same idea as the May Paris, but nonetheless over here, it's a Bari Pri Adama. So why should one extract be a Shehakol and be a Zeya, and one be like the thing itself and an Adama? So Tosfos, it's a funny Tosfos. It's like he raises the problem and he says, Yesh L'chalik. Don't give up on this. Yesh L'chalik. But he doesn't tell you what the chilik is. So that's the question that the Rishonim are dealing with. How do you put together these two Gemaras? How do you make these Gemaras consistent? So the Rashba takes an approach. And the Rashba's approach is to say that it all goes by what you planted it for, or what its main use is. And the Rashba says that, and that's how he wants. That's how he interprets Rashi, right? He seems to be holding us to Rashi alt. That when this Gemara is talking about Meiperos, when it talks about Meiperos, another confusing thing is Meiperos and Maya de Silka mean different things. It's a confusing thing, because Meiperos means the juice, but Maya de Silka and Maya the shulki means the tabshul that it's cooked in. Doesn't mean the squeezed out liquid from the yerek. But anyway, so the Rashba says that there's no contradiction at all between the sugyas, because they're both working on the same exact principle, and that is that whatever the thing is predominantly used for, and therefore grown for, that will have the shame pri. Right? So when the Gemara says over here, Vishar Meiperos are all Zeya, he's saying it's talking about a certain set of peros. What set of peros? Peros that are normally eaten raw. So since they're normally eaten raw, to eat them as a juice would be a shinoi from the Derech Achila. And whenever that's a klal. Whenever it's not Derech Achila, so it's a Shehakol. But Maya de Silka and all these other things, that is the Derech Achila. That is the Derech Achila. And that's basically the Nafkmina. And therefore the Rashba would hold. And he says, so Maya de Silka and all these other things, that is like Zeisin Vanovim. It's exactly the same thing. That the only quality, what's the idea of Zeisim Vanovim? That they're grown for the juice. So if these Yerukos are grown to be cooked, and they're eaten cooked, then the May Shilka is all Kemosan. And I guess that's how we would learn the question of Shivsa. What is it really grown for? Right? I guess that's how we learned the question of Shivsa. How do you consider a daita apparently has two functions, but what is it considered as its real essential function? Right? Fits in. But, so therefore the Rashba would hold that any food that is grown to be eaten in any extracted way would get the bracha of the pri. So for instance, orange juice, if they grow oranges for orange juice, the Rashba would say it's by pre-aids. Right? There's nothing special about Zeisim HaNavim. They just stand for a certain group. Peros stand for another group. But it's just a question of how they're intended to be used. So we say that, as we said, according to the Rashba, the main thing is derech achilaso. That's going to really determine the shame pri. The only point we made was, I mean, it was a diuk. Maybe you'll argue. You have the Rashba? That when the Rashba is describing the shlokos, he doesn't exactly say that. Same one, I got it. Doesn't exactly say. No?
Sure, no.
It all looks the same at this point. It doesn't exactly say that they're grown to eat. It doesn't say that the yarokos that you cook are grown to drink that maya de shulti. He seems to only be concerned that they're essentially cooked, that they're essentially grown to be cooked. But he doesn't seem to insist, like a fruit juice, that it's grown essentially to be a mashke. And then it seems to be a little bit of a chilek. By the peros, he says, he says, lo dom yu lamaya de shalki yu maya de shivza. Dahanu kevan de rov achilasan hu al yidei shlika mei shlikasan kamosan. He says, over there, since they're mainly eaten cooked, then the water that they're cooked in is like them. Right? But by the peros, he seems to hold that if they're by the peros, it's different. They have to be grown to be squeezed. Right? In other words, the point is by the peros to make a bari priya eats on the mashke. It would seem that the mashke, that it's eaten as a mashke. Right? Over here, it's not that it's eaten as maya the silka. Eat the whole thing. So why is it enough that it's just eaten cooked? So we said that since it's eaten cooked, a clever answer, and by that, that's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. That means to say, I just not really making any new idea. Just within the same idea, a little maneuver. Meaning to say like this, that since the vegetable is mainly eaten cooked, then the mashke that's in it. Its derech achila is only in the maya d'shulki, because since you don't eat the vegetable raw, so you can't say that the whatever, it's not really a mashke, but whatever liquid is in the vegetable, since the vegetable itself is not eaten raw, then the derech achila of that liquid is only going to be when it's after it's cooked. I have a hard time expressing it for some reason. Meaning, say like this, that it's not that you have to have das. Not that the Rashba holds you need das when you're planting this thing that I'm going to drink, that the ikar is the mashke. That's not what makes it a pri. That's not what makes the mashke a pri. But the fact that when you plant it, the entity of the mashke is kavua to be drunk and not to be eaten. That's what makes it pri. So in the Yerek, since the Yerek is cooked, and that's the way it's considered done, then Mamela, the Mashka that's in it, was omed to be eaten as a part of the Tavshil and not as a part of the Yerek, Because when the Yerek is considered done, then the Mayim that was in it is in the pot. So it must be that just like the Yerek was only to be eaten cooked, the Maya de Shilka is omed to be eaten outside of the Yerek, because the whole thing is only consumed after the Yerek is cooked. It's not like the fruit juice where the Iker is the juice. It doesn't have to be that the Iker is the juice. It just has to be that the Iker derech achila is as a mashke. So Mamela by the Yerek, that's its derech achila. So that's why it's different. That's why it's a little different. Different than the Meiperos, not because it's a new idea, it's a different idea from the Meiperos, but practically it works out that way. Right? Okay. But, so that's the Rashba. And in terms of Halacha, the Rashba is quoted that way. That, for instance, the Shaar Tzion, I believe, in Reish Beis, I think it's Nundal, he mentions that by May Peros, the Rashba would hold, if it's a fruit that is essentially juiced, then the Rashba would hold, you make a boy pre-aids. Whereas other Rishonim hold, only Zeisim Vanav. But, okay, so that was the Rashba. Then we did the Rambam, right? The Rambam is a little different.
What happened to the Rambam?
Oh, those were Morty's. He took them.
Morty?
Forgot to warn
you. Did he take his Mr. Brewer too?
Some of his books.
I've got a... The Rambam said that there's three things, right? The Rambam says that it has to be a Yerek that is... Yeah, the Rambam says Yeroko Shedarkon Lishalek. So he says three requirements: that it's a Yerek that is normally cooked, Sheshalkon, and it is cooked. Okay. Then on the Meishelek you make a Bori Pri Hadama. Okay. So it has to be that the vegetable is normally cooked, and that it is cooked. Now you have the Meishelek Shalem. So now you make a boy b'yadala. And then one more thing. He says, and that's only, though, who shasholkon lishtos meimeyad. Provided that when you cooked it, you did it to get the, to drink that mayim. Why? He says, shemeimei shlokos kishlokos b'mokom shadarkon lishtoson. So he says three things. Basically comes out as three requirements. I think Kapach has a... He says that the Kesef Mishnah misunderstood the Rambam. Kapach has it over there. But he wants to say the Rambam holds three requirements. Mashmallah. That what? The one, that the vegetable is normally cooked. Two, that you cooked it for the mayim. And that mayim is normally drunk. Right? So what are the three requirements? And also, according to the Rambam, we have been operating under a certain hypothesis in the Rambam that you need the Shem Pri, and the Mei Peros does not have the Shem Pri. The only time the Mei Peros has the Shem Pri is Eisam Adam. That's a separate halacha. That they are. It's a good question. Exactly where that, what determined that they should be different, but it seems clear from all the Rambams in all the other areas, Trumas and all these other areas, that he holds even by Shabbos, by Shechita, this is Shechita on Shabbos. He holds only Zeisim Vanavim. Maybe he holds structurally. It's not clear to me exactly why, but he holds only Zeisim Vanavim have a din mashka. Everything else is shinui in the pre. But, so if the mashke, if the mei peros is a shinui in the pre, then the maya, then the mei shelek is definitely, seems to be a shinui in the pre. So we want to say like this. So the Ram holds that the process of bishul is different. The process of bishul is different than the process of extracting a juice. When you extract the juice, you're making a new entity. And unless that is considered the ikar of the pri, then it's going to be a shahal. But the Rambam held like this, that the bishul process itself, the bishul process could be a mitzaref of the tavshil into one shame. But that's provided that one, that it's a real bishul process. So that's his first requirement. It has to be a vegetable that is eaten cooked. Because otherwise, in terms of the process, it's not a true bishul. Bishul has to be that it's preparing the food. So if you're going to be mitztare through the process of bishul, the tavshil, it has to be a vegetable that is subject to a vegetable that is eaten cooked, and it's considered nay. Otherwise, it's not a bishul of the yerek. The yerek is just in there, and things are happening around it. But it's not a bishul of the yerek. Like someone mentioned, a good example like you have by bishul akum. If it's eaten raw, it's not considered bishul akum. Okay. I mean, obviously, in different areas, you have different ideas of bishul. I don't think on Shabbos it matters if it's eaten raw. But in this area, to make it one tavshil, it has to be participating in a real process of bishul with regard to ochel. It has to be creating a suit. It has to be that the bishul is creating a new shame. And if that bishul is creating a new shame, with the mayim, it'll be one shame. It'll be one shame yerek. So the first thing is that the yerek has to have a kiyum of bishul. And then the second thing is that you have to have kavana that the mayim is not just the medium of the bishul. That's what he means. That you have to have das to drink it. That the mayim has to be considered part of the tavshil. Because you can use the mayim, you can cook the thing in something else just as a medium, and then it would not be a mitztaref into one shem tavshil. But if you cook it all as separate ingredients, there's water, there's yerek, even other ingredients, I would say, it would all have the shem tavshil. And the last thing is, of course, that it has to be that it's considered the food in the end. Otherwise, it's butler daite, it's kol adam. I mean, you can't just make up your own thing. So that's the three requirements. That it's a bishul, that there's a tziruf of the mayim and the yerek in terms of one shame tavshil, and that shame tavshil is a reality. Okay? Then he holds, it's like an extension of the shame of the yerek. And then you make a bari pri adama even on the tavshil, even on the mayim of the That's how we want to learn around. But if you look at the Rush, the Rush seems to have a different approach. The Rush has a different approach. Oh, we forgot about the Dvash. Yeah. So the Rush has a different approach. That what? It's difficult. The Rush says, we'll come back to the Dvash. The Rush says by the Shlokos, he says on Yud Ches, in Simon Yud Ches, he says, Skaimulan Maya de Kulu Shoki Kishoki, Mvarchim on Laya Boy Piadama. Afal Pisha, Inbo Kiyama Marak, Ve Tama Yerokos. Mvarchalin, Kamosh Mvarchal Yerokos Hatsman. He says, even though there's only the Marak, which implies more than just mayim, right? It implies that it's really a new substance of ochel. Even though it's only the marak and the tam, you make the bracha of the yerek. Now it's like this: velo domi lemei peros damrinan leel dezeya ba'almu lefisha mashke ein lo tam hapri. Difficult to a rush. He says it's not like the mei peros that we said before. Is Zeyab Alma. Here, it's like the Yerek itself. And over there, we say Zeyab Alma. Why? So he says, because it doesn't have the Mashke, it doesn't have the Tamapri. So we wanted to make a chilek over here. I mean, the Rush is difficult. and we're taking some liberty with his lashon over here. And we want to say what he means is like this, that there's a difference between the first case is the marak has the tam hayirakos. Okay? That he holds that the tam is an extension of the erek, because that's the nature of tam, to be near gash. So that's not a shinoi. When you mevashal the erek in the marak, that is considered the natural extension of the erek, because tam is an extendable thing. All right, it's a little bit of a description. But he's saying, but when you squeeze out the mashke, that's not a phenomenon of tam apri. That's a mashke. It's a new entity. Because when he says that the mashke doesn't have the tam apri, he doesn't mean that orange juice doesn't taste like orange. I mean, I think it does, right? He means to say it's not a phenomenon of tam apri. It's a new entity. That's not considered the pri anymore. It's better to have less. In some cases, it's better to have less. Because by the yerek and the marak, similar to like the Rambam, like we're saying in the Rambam, that, you can say, is that the yerek, that the shame of the yerek, like a Tom Kicker kind of an idea, that now the yerek is nirgash, is sensed in the marak, and it's sensed, and it's not a shinoi in the phenomenon of Tom. That is the phenomenon of Tom. But to have a juice is a shinoi in the whole identity of the mashke in the pri. That's considered too much of a shinoi. That's Zeyab Alma. But difficult is the rush ends off with a suffix. He says ve'efsha shim bishul ha'pri v'nichnas ha'peros b'mayim mevorech aleihen borei priyos. Not clear what he means on that last case. If you would cook a pri like a yerek, I mean, trying to treat a pri like a yerek, would it be the same din? So we gave a possibility, but it is a difficult question. Now, is maybe now that the pri has the entity of mashke in it, maybe you can't just simply extend tam like you did to a yerek. But I don't know. I mean, the Achronim learn the Rush differently than we're saying. They want to learn the Rush more in line with the Rosh, but that the Yerek is normally cooked and the Pri is not normally cooked. And that's his suffix. But it's difficult. I mean, the Rush doesn't say much, and what he does say is very cryptic. It's very hard to understand what the Rush is saying. But by the Yerek. But one thing I guess I jumped out of order. Is the first question really is the devash of the tamara, right? Everybody holds that it's a shakal because the Gemara says it's a shakal, except for the Bahag. The Bahag holds that the Gemara is not talking about the real honey of the devash of the tamara. The Gemara is talking about the processed devash. But if it would be dvash hazov me'elov, if it would be the natural dripping honey from the date, then the Bahag holds you make a bori pri ha'etz. Okay, so the rush disagrees because he says why should that be different then a yotzei min harimono min ha'teinim that we say in Pesachim and other places it says chashvim le'zeiv alma, chashvim le'zeiv alma. So why should it be different? So he says like this. So he wants to give a reason for the Bahag. He says maybe the Bahag held like this, that since the Torah says eretz zeis shemen dvash, right, and that's really referring to the Tamarim, there's no doubt that that's referring to the date, not to the honey. Of course, the Gemara learns shear of Gogaris from that pasuk. But since it called the date Devash, and it doesn't say tamarim, he says, then in Cain, Iri bidvash azov me'elav mina tamarim. It must be talking about the natural dripping honey. Why is that? Because that's the context of the whole pasuk. Doesn't talk about products. Talks about the natural entities. So if it's talking about dvash, it must be talking about the natural dvash. And it equates that with the tamarim, because it's calling the tamarim by the shame dvash. So then he says, "Bechlal shivas aminim umuvarcha lov bari priya etu bracha achas mein shalosh." So that's why the Bahag held that it's equated with the tamarim itself, and you'd make a bari priya etz and alaperos. But then the Rush insists though that there's a svar over here. So he said, it's not just exeris akosuf, there's a svar over here. So he says, below domi li yotze min a rimon and min a te'in and li yein tapuchim. It's not like pomegranate juice and fig, I don't know what comes out of fig, and yein tapuchim. Da'ahani yotzin a'ide kesisha uschito. So he's machalik. He says that it's only possible to have this svara if you make this chilik. That there's a difference between something that is that comes out naturally and something that's squeezed out. That the Bahag svara is only tenable because the dvash tamarim is a natural dripping. And therefore, you don't learn from it to apple juice. Right? So what is the difference? What is the difference? They're both hayotze min apri. They're both considered hayotze min apri. So we said that the Baha'i had a different idea. That he held all the other Rishonim hold that the tzura of the pri on the tree, that is the shame pri. Every component of it in its place constitutes the pri. And any shinui in form from that is going to be zeya. Any extraction from that is zeya. But the Bahag held that one other question is, That's the Rosh's svara in the end, but when he introduces the Bahag, he gives a different reason. He says it's ishtani li'iluya. He says, why does the Bahag hold you make a Bipri 8 on the Dvash? Because it's changed and improved. It's new and improved. Right? So it sounds like two different reasonings. So he said, no, it's really the same idea. That the Bahag held that if there's something that is omade to come out naturally from the beginning of the tzura, from the beginning of the pri, and that which comes out is considered an improvement, then he holds that in the pri it was like two shemos in that pri. One is not considered an extraction from the other. There were two peros combined. But it's not just enough that it dripped out. Ishtani li'iluya doesn't mean that the date is improved. It's not the other idea that the date is improved. It means to say that thing that dripped out is better in this form than just as a tofel to the pri. So now you can consider it, l'mafreya, you can consider it a real entity. You can consider it a real entity. Since in the pri it exists as an omei to come out and to become a different entity, it's not just going to be considered like a wasted drips, it's considered a prized thing, then you can say that because of its sof, mitchila, it had a din of a different shame pri within the tamarim, and it's not considered an extract.
What's it, Eloy?
It's Eloy. It's better as a dvash than just as a part of the date. In terms of itself. That's what we want to say for the Bahag. And that's why all the Gemaras, when they talk about dvash, according to the Bahag, they're not referring to the
They're not referring to the Dvash de Zav Me'ilav. Because they're referring to Mashkin. They're referring to Dvash Petoris Mashkin. Because that's the case. Dvash and Yein Tapuchim. Right? It's not a kasha on the bag. How could he say, it's a stretch to say all those cases of Dvash are the mixed Dvash. But it's not a stretch at all, because he holds that this is not a din of a mashke. It's a din of the pri itself. So whenever the Gemara talks about the date, it is always two entities of date. And when the Gemara talks about a mashke, that mashke itself means a derivative. So if you take that honey and mix it up, we said it loses shame pri. Yeah.
I had this question before, I still don't understand. Why can't you just isolate that component? Like, why can't you extract and isolate that component and say, yeah, now I sucked out of it the thing that's the Iluya product, and then I'll make...
By a date? Well, that's a question. If you can really...
I
don't know if he's really saying that in the pre there exists these two components in a real way. Or if he just means to say it's not a shinoi when it comes out and becomes a dvash. As you're asking me, does the dvash really exist in the pri? And now if I could get it out, that would be a pri. I don't think so, because he even holds that that if you take that dvash and mix it with water, now it loses that quality of iluya. And it's going to become a mashke. So if you would suck it out, I mean, it's never nishtan aliluya. I mean, that I could give you as a clever answer. But conceptually, I would say, I don't know if he really means that there are particles in there. He means to say that when it does come out and becomes a dvash, we don't say that was a shinoi, because that potential existed. That potential existed in it. Similar to the zesim. He's saying that you don't say that the shemen that comes out is an extraction, because that was the potential of the thing. But it doesn't mean that if you would pull it out, that what you're pulling out is not, you're just pulling out the potential. I mean, it has to really, the potential only helps you that when it comes out in the end, you'll say it's not a shinoi. But if you do a shinoi to it, you do a new process to it, that's not helping. That's not a completion of its potential. That's a completely different thing.
So you're saying it's actually a different product when it comes out on its own?
Right. It's not that it exists in there like a juice. In other words, that's the difference between the zesim and the dvash. The zesim really do exist in it as an entity. So when you squeeze it out, you're just realizing that entity. But that entity was there. I don't think the entity of the dvash is in the tamarim. As dvash, it's in it in some very, early form, potential form. But when that potential does realize itself, you don't say that it was like an extraction. You know what I mean? You don't
say it can only be realized if it comes out now.
Correct. That's Mustafa. Now there's one more question related to the sugya. I mean, it's related to this sugya and other sugyas, but it's mentioned here mainly. The question is the beer. Right? The question is beer. Right? We're up to the beer? Not missing anything at this point? Question is beer. Why don't you say beer is like cooked vegetables, like maya de shoko? Right? Or why do you say it's like maya de shoki? Why don't you say, or like, why is it like Maya Deshalki? That it's an extraction, it's cooked, it's basically the water that the stuff is cooked in. And why don't you make the bracha like you'd make on the grains? Why don't you make the bracha like you'd make on the grains? Yeah. So there are different answers. I think the best answer is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the clearest answer, at least, the one that's easiest for me to understand, Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. He says there's a big difference between the Maya, the Shulki, and the Shefa. And he gives a very beautiful answer. Clears up a lot of problems, I think. He says like this. That he says, Im Kain, he says, B'sheicha shel se'or, amaylom v'achina le'a boi pri adama. You wouldn't make a boi minim zonos, but you'd make a boi pri adama. Because, like the chitim itself, the se'orim itself, you make a boi pri adama. So, k'mo al ha-se'orim atzmon, mipnei shim nishtanu li'ilui yishtanu, if it's a shinoi, if it's the same thing, then it's still a boi pri adama. If you consider it a shinoi, either he's saying it's like it's omed for this and it's not a shinoi, or it is a shinoi but it's an improvement. So either way, you should at least make a boi pri adama. So he says like this: Yesh loma lo domi lemei hashlokos. The mei hashlokos derech lechol bohen apas kmo b'shlokos atzman. He says that the soup, the water, the broth that the vegetables are cooked in are eaten like the vegetable. Okay. Lefika chashiva lu kmo hashlokos. She'adayin lo yotzu mitoras ochel legamri. He says the reason why you make it's not enough that the entity is extended. It's not enough that the yerek is considered not a shinoi into the mayim. That's not enough to make the bruch of the yerek. You also have to have the same derech achila as the yerek. So he says the maya de shlokos, the mayim de shlokos, it's still considered a food. You don't say when you have a soup with yerokos and mayim that you're having a food and a drink. It's all toras ochel. But there are different ways of eating this yerek. It's a different way of eating the yerek. You're eating the yerek through its tam. But it's still an achilas ha-yerek. But he says, Sheikha, Yotza mitoras ochel legamri, ulefikach yotza midin midino harishon, v'ein mevorech olav ela shahakol. But he says, Sheikhar is not a food at all. It's completely a drink. So, even though it's consuming the se'orim, and it's not a shinoi, or it's an improvement, that's not enough. He says, the fact that there's a shinoi in the derech achila is the greatest shinoi. And that would be, it's not just a shinoi in the thing, there's also an idea of a shinoi in the derech achila. Now, as you're not relating to the se'orim, all of these ideas of shinoi is a question of are you relating back to the se'orim in the original way. So he's saying, even if you could say that in terms of the tam, it's not considered the shinoi with regard to the se'orim, but if the derech achila is different, then that's a shinoi.
How is it usually described?
Se'orim would be eaten. He's saying if you're gonna argue that you should make a boi pri adama on the sheichar because you should treat it like the se'orim would be eaten.
But isn't this also like
this really is drunk?
But you're changing it, meaning it has like an ikker derech achila or whatever. You're changing it to a different thing. But isn't beer also like a ikker by that product? And like, how is it changing? Like, that all is one of its main products, also, right?
That is one of its main products, that's true. And therefore, you can say it's a derech achil of the thing. You can say it's a derech achil of the thing. But that's not the only thing that's done with se'orim. I mean, se'orim are, that's actually the second answer. Se'orim are, would be better used as bread. But your question is like on coffee. Your question would be like on a coffee. But let's just stick to this for 1 second. So he's saying that if you're going to argue that you should make the bracha like you would make the bracha on eating the se'orim, just like you make the bracha on the mayim like you're eating the yerek, that's only good when you're both eating them in the same betor achas as ochel. But if the se'orim is really an ochel, and now the sheichar is a mashke, that's a shinoi. But your question is a good question. And then he gives another answer. Another answer that all Rishonim give, that it's a shin that it has an ilui achrina bepas. But So that, of course, yeah. But the question is, you're asking a different question. Like, let's say coffee. Nobody eats coffee. Right? So that's its whole ikar. That's its whole ikar derech achilato. So what bracha would you make on it then? It would seem from based on the Rabbeinu Yonah, you would make the bar priyas on it. It would seem so. Because you can't call that a shinoi at all. The only question arises, because sa'orim is eaten, and this is another way of eating it, but this is a different type of achila. Right?
No, but I was just trying to clear up the fact also, like, you would say then that beer is not its ikar derech achila, that it has another ikar derech achila,
yeah.
And this is just one of its drugs.
Correct. But the Rush is gives a similar answer, and he also says as he leaves the pass, but he also says it's like the next case of shesisa racha, that if you take flour and you make a very loose drink out of it, you make a shakel. Why? He says because it's lefish ein kan kiim tam ba'alma. Interesting. Tam ba'alma. Midi dahavi ashesisa da'amrinan lakoman. Essentially, he seems to hold shesisa is an idea of tam ba'alma. And Tosis also says, what? Tosis also says, by the beer, he says, ein shechar ela tam ba'alma, and yesh bo ilu yachmin ba'pas, and by Shasiya we say a shakel. So, I mean, it's not clear what he means by these things. Shasiya, you make a shakel, it could be like Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not clear what he means by that. And Yiliyach, you have a pass, that I understand. But what's his third one? That is only Tam Ba'alma. I mean, so that would indicate, like by a coffee or tea, if you hold that it's a Tam Ba'alma, it would seem that's also a shakel. Because it's just Tam Ba'alma. It's an interesting idea. That in order to make a bracha on the thing, you have to have some of the substance of the thing. Otherwise, it's just Tam Ba'alma. Oh, wait, who else said that with the Ikris Mayim? Was that the Rush? The Rush also said something like that. He said...
Soul?
What? Yeah, he says, Inami kevin shamashke tzolo, right, Ikro al shem hamayim. Ikro al shem hamayim.
What about the Meshlakos?
But what about the Meshlakos? Yeah, why don't you say, Meshlakos is exactly what he says. He says, Al fish ein bo kiim hamarak vitam hayirakos. So over here he's saying it's only tam, and over there he's saying it's only tam. But it would seem you have to say, I mean, it seems you can't escape Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah's idea, it seems you can't escape it. That marak is an ochel. That's what he means. The substance is marak. That's considered an ochel. And what type of an ochel? That goes by the tam. But here it's mayim. Here it's mayim, meaning it's shasiya. And so why is it that by ochel it'll go by the shame of the tam and mayim won't? So say it's a shasiya of seorim.
Isn't that the idea? It's removed from the tam.
Yes, going back to coffee is being a problem. I mean, all these ideas seem to collapse on each other. What?
Use the other idea, though.
Right? I mean, you can't say that the Rush just means whenever you have tam, unless you're going to learn that he holds by the Meishlakos, it's really more than just tam. It's really like pieces in there, too. I mean, that's how some Achronim want to learn. That it's not just tam. Marak means it's part of the substance, I guess. Like the water gets cloudy from cooking the... I guess beer is also a little cloudy. I mean, and coffee is black. But the Rambam is good because you don't cook. Coffee is not something you eat cooked. So according to the Rambam, definitely you wouldn't make a barbi adam on it. Right? According to the Rashba, it could very well be you would. and he's going to have to learn Sheikhar as Yiluy Achrin Bapas. Because he old, everything goes by what you're... The only difference is, though, you could say that by the... So the Rush doesn't ask the question, it's funny, the Rush doesn't ask the question from Sheikhar onto the May Shlokos, like Daniel was saying. Right? He asked the question on Sheikhar from May Peros, from Dvash. Right? He asked the question on May Peros from Dvash. Yeah, why is that? Just give me 1 second. That's just an idea. I'm not sure it's working or not. Why the name? Why the name? Let me think about it. All right, let's stop here.